Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Tewksbury. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Tewksbury. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Moises Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Larry Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darren Fletcher. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Lansing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kirk Ruder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Kirk Ruder. And now, play ball. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zeile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alicia moves to third. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pignazzi moves to second. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tewksbury bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansing hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Reuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey bunts towards the mound. Reuter fields it and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. One out. Tom Pignozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pignozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pignozzi hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten moves to third. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tewksbury is 0-for-1 in the game. Tewksbury hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lansing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford is 0-2 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alicia is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries is 0-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher is 0-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Zile is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Zile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whiten is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilkey is 0-2 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pignazzi is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilkey moves to second. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Oquendo is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo is walked intentionally. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tewksbury is 0-2 in the game. Tewksbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansing is 0-1 in the game. Lansing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Frazier pinch hits for Kirk Reuter. Lou Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Grissom is 0-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frazier moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Floyd is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the the Cardinals too, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim Scott now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lankford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Lankford moves to second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alicia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Grissom throws the ball into Lansing, who relays the ball to Berry, who tags Alicia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lankford scores. 1 out. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zeile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Pignozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pignozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rondell White pinch hits for Tim Scott. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mel Rojas now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tewksbury is 0 for 3 in the game. Tewksbury hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Oquendo moves to second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lankford strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Oquendo moves to third. Tewksbury moves to second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 4 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zeil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zeil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Gabe White now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignazzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zeil. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Darren Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.